So yesterday we discussed verses 97 and 98. After assuring Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in, we are sufficient for you against the mockers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a prescription on how to deal with the stress and the anxiety of people not accepting your message, of difficult circumstances and challenges. And this prescription is for us as well. Allah says in verse 97, which we discussed yesterday, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that your bosom is constricted by what they say. You become worried, you become anxious, sad, that they're not responding in the right way to your da'wah, to your message, to you inviting them to Allah. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Glorify then the praises of your sustainer and be of those who prostrate. In other words, the more life becomes difficult, or the more people resist, or the more you don't get the response that you require, then occupy yourself even more in ibadah, in dhikr, in glorification and praise of Allah, in salah. And it is for this reason, like we discussed yesterday, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encountered any trying situation, he would perform salah. He would hasten towards performing salah. Now coming on to the last verse 99 of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah then says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly, but this is to all of us again, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue worshipping your sustainer till the inevitable comes to you. Look, whatever life may throw to you, whatever may happen, life will have its ups and downs, it will have its victories and losses, it will have its successes and failures. But you have to remain steadfast in worshipping Allah. And worshipping Allah is not only in terms of your salah and your zakah and your hajj. Worshipping Allah meaning in remaining in the obedience of Allah in every aspect of your life. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until yaqeen comes to you. Yaqeen literally would mean certainty, conviction. Here it's translated as inevitable, and it refers to death. Because the Quran in other places also use the word yaqeen in the meaning of death. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينِ. Surah Al-Muddathir. That we used to reject the day of recompense until the inevitable came to us. We used to reject Qiyamah until death came. Then we knew that Qiyamah is a reality. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also uses the word yaqeen in the meaning of death. أَمَّا هُوَ فَقَدَ جَاءَهُ الْيَقِينَ وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُو لَهُ الْخَيْرِ. As for him, the inevitable has come to him, and I hope the best for him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say that this person has passed on now, death has come, I hope the best for him. So all the scholars of the past considered the word yaqeen in this context to mean death. Engage in the worship of Allah until your death. A poet says, the English translation of the couplet, go on shaping and fashioning in this way. Do not be disengaged even for a moment till the last breath. There are some Sufi scholars of the opinion that yaqeen refers to the condition of the heart. Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi has given the details in his tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani. But the majority of the scholars say yaqeen refers to death, the inevitable. Death is the only accepted inevitable by every human. And that's the instruction of Allah for eternity. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue worshipping your sustainer until the inevitable comes to you. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. We have now, by the grace and the mercy of Allah, come to the end of Surah Al-Hijr. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enable us to internalize the lessons. We did have disruptions on our medium wave in recent months, so I know some of our listeners have said they missed a lot of the tafsir of Surah Al-Hijr. Many of the podcasts, well, the podcasts are all up on the website in the tafsir section. And we'll try over the December holiday period also to perhaps rebroadcast the tafsir of Surah Al-Hijr. But tomorrow, inshallah, we continue now Surah Al-Nahl, the next surah, still in the 14th juz. We'll take a look at the synopsis and thereafter. Nahl meaning the bee. So we will commence with that tomorrow, inshallah.